She's from Moraville, June 11th, 2008, on microphone Marlenka, in studio Danielle and Paramount. The weather in Moraville today is sunny but overcast. Chances of rain continue with winds 25 to 28 kilometers out of the southwest, temperatures ranging from 21 to 31 degrees. Here's an excerpt of an interview with Emanuele talking about the latest animation film made in Moraville.
I'm Emanuele Scanziani. I'm an illustrator. I'm here to present an animation that we made in Moraville. It's an animation for children. The name of the animation is The Rishi of the Time Change. It lasts 21 minutes, divided in three parts. And it's an animation that has been done here. It's the first time that we do an animation like this in Moraville. The drawings are mine, and the animation is Holger and René. The text, the story is written by Tina, and the recording of the children's voices and the music has been done here in Moraville. We were approached by a Danish company that is helping a former Danish colony in 3 hours from here, from Pondicherry. It was badly hit by the tsunami. And this big company is financing a lot for the schools and renovation of buildings and social works, cleaning up and blah, blah, blah. And this company asked us to make an animation for the children of the schools that could narrate and explain the passage of time, the history, to explain them the different period of the colonies and the ancient times. So we made this story. The animation talks about two children of Trankebar, one boy and one girl, that after school they go to the beach and they find magical coins from the Danish period. They don't know it is from the Danish period. And then there is another main character, is the Rishi, in the Rishi of Time Change, that will lead them through the passage of time, because these magical coins transport the children in ancient times, when there was a big temple, very famous big temple. Now we can see only by the sea small ruins, and then there are several shifts where they find themselves in Danish period and English period, and then finally they can come back and tell the story to their parents. They want to use this as a tool for the school. There will be probably books that will go along with it, and it is made in such a way that the story can be reproduced in a play in the playgrounds and the schools around the Trankebar. We don't know how they will be diffused, if they will be diffused in India or if they stay only limited in Trankebar.
Japanese-style acupuncture and moxibustion available at Verite by Todd, a certified Japanese acupuncture therapist who has studied with several masters in the United States as well as in Japan. He practices a gentle style of Japanese acupuncture called meridian therapy. For appointments, contact Todd at 262-2045. Moraville International, United Kingdom, has created a special newsletter about the BBC story to counter any anxiety amongst its members and donors. A copy can be found on www.aviuk.or, and there is a link from the front page. And this from Mother's Agenda. Every time you think of something, it is as though you had a magnet in your hand and were attracting that thing towards yourself. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Moravillians. For further information, please check the website moravilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.